Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moment Spectrum. If my life was a day, hopefully I'd just be coming up to lunchtime now. I've had the morning of my existence. Am I approaching the midday of myself? Is that a bit optimistic? I got an orange Le Creuset teapot for Christmas, and it occurred to me I might be having a low-budget midlife crisis. I guess I just came to the conclusion it was time for a teapot. That was not a conclusion I came to when I was a teenager. When people say they're having a midlife crisis, how do they know when they're going to die? Talking to a 93-year-old on his deathbed and he says, "Oh, don't worry, I'm just having a midlife crisis." I'm not sure about that. I'm often advised to live in the moment. Live in the moment, Rob. Alright, which one? This one? This moment? Which moment am I supposed to live in? Narrow it down for me. Show me the moment. Is it now? Okay. Right. Done it. Now what? Do it again. But I just lived a moment ago. Well, here's another one, and you make sure you live in it. Okay, right. I'm going to live in this moment right now. All right, done it. Now what? Wait for the next moment. But that's now. Hold on. There's another moment coming up. Every moment. What if it's the moment when you can't find the tin opener? Live in it, baby. Embrace your inability to find the tin opener. Enjoy your drawers and cupboards. Touch them. Think about the tin opener factory. Appreciate the hinges, the horizontals and the vertical components of your kitchen. Ride the wave of your bad memory and the unopened tin. What came first, the tin opener or the tin? The tin. They're not going to invent an opening device for something that doesn't exist, are they? No. A British merchant named Peter Durand patented the tin can in 1810, but the first tin opener wasn't invented until almost 50 years later. People had to use a hammer and a chisel to get into the cans until American inventor Ezra Warner patented the can opener in 1858, but even then it wasn't very convenient because the early versions were stationed at grocery stores and clerks performed the service for you. So you're walking home with an open can of chopped tomatoes. It wasn't till 1870 that home can openers became available and people finally started asking the question, "Have you seen the tin opener?" What a moment that would have been, opening a tin at home. Some moments have better living conditions than others. Cleaning your teeth, looking for a plug point in a public space, stubbing your toe, repeatedly inserting a USB stick the wrong way round. I did it that way. I can feel myself living in it because I'm so annoyed. There's too many moments. I'm getting pummeled. I spend a lot of time trying to get a grip on my future and on my past, and both pulling me in different directions. I feel like Stretch Armstrong. And the moment is here, smacking me in the face. Time's a bully. No, you can't accuse time of being a bully, Rob. That's no way to live your life. Time is a silent, motivational speaker that encourages you to engage with the world. It's not pushing you about, it's pulling you into the future. Grab it by the hands. They are there for you. The moments that are worth living will creep up on you, and when they do, try not to think about the moment. I don't want the moment to become a memory too quickly. Memories of moments are the ones I remember.